Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, where we talk about positive news to stop the fear, stop the hatred, and bring communities and people together. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Fabuloso. I'm inventing words here. If you want to support the Positive Truth, give us a 5-star review, like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Follow us on all our social media pages. We post positive news stories on our Facebook page and our cool little videos on Mondays. And then we post all these little positive news stories the rest of the days of the week. We also have a Twitter and an Instagram where you get to see Tim's wonderful face. Tim, did I miss anything?
No, sir. I don't think you did.
You know what I am missing?
What was that?
Your positive news stories. What you got, Tim?
Ha ha. My first one today is Amazon is investing to make sure millions of tons of recycling get diverted from landfills. So it announced that it's investing $10 million in closed loop fund to support recycling infrastructure in the United States. Amazon's investment will increase the availability of curbside recycling for 3 million homes in communities across the country. That's amazing in itself. It's going to make it easier for customers to recycle and further develop end markets for recycled commodities. The investment will divert 1 million tons of recyclable material from landfill into the recycling stream and eliminate the equivalent of 2 million metric tons of CO2 by 2028. It's equivalent to shutting down a coal-fired power plant for 6 months.
Yo, that's awesome. Why are more companies not doing this?
I don't know, but Amazon is pretty huge, so hopefully they're the first, you know, to start this domino effect.
For sure. The first leader. Hopefully we'll have a first follower and then everyone will do it.
Tú sabes. What do you got for us, JP?
I got a story from months ago that I forgot to talk about.
How long ago, JP?
Oh, man. June 8th, 2018.
Yeah, let's take it.
I don't know why I didn't talk about this. It was just sitting in my one tab. Shout out to Google Chrome. And it's an Indianapolis woman. She's an apartment manager, riding by the pool in her golf cart when she saw a small child in the deep end. So she parked, ran, jumped in the pool. When she jumped in the pool, Tim, she was saving the child, right? Then she saw the boy's pregnant mother was submerged underneath him. Had just jumped in and tried to save her son, but because she being pregnant, she kind of couldn't swim properly. So now she was drowning too. So
what?
Yes. I don't know why I didn't talk about this. Her name's Jennifer Potter. Related to Harry Potter. Just saying. Shout out to Muggles.
Shout out. No powers.
I think it's a magical ability, Tim. Come on now. Anyways,
oh, my bad, man.
Jennifer showed that she does have some magical ability because she saved the pregnant mother and the child, pulled them out to safety. And yeah, I just think it's awesome.
Jennifer's a metahuman.
Tim just went from Harry Potter to DC Comics, but it's okay.
My creativity's all over the place.
Of course it is. That's what we like about you, Tim. What you got?
No, man, that story was awesome. My story I have over here, it's about a mystery donor, actually. He gave away $130,000 to a 4-year-old boy with cancer to help him get treatment in the U.S. that could possibly save his life. The parents of leukemia patient Zach Oliver, they reached their €500,000 treatment target last night after a mystery donor read Zach's story online, and he donated €100,000 donation. Zach was diagnosed with an extremely rare form of leukemia in May. He's the only person with this condition in the United Kingdom, and just one of six in the world.
Whoa.
Exactly. The treatment has recently been licensed for use in the UK, but strict medical criteria means Zach is not eligible. Zach's family can now afford to fly him to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for its 17-week CAR T-cell therapy, which will give Zach a 60 to 80% chance of survival, as opposed to less than 25% if he continues with chemotherapy in the UK.
There's a lot of great people doing great things in the world that me and Tim can't even talk about because they're doing it anonymously.
Exactly, man. This is super amazing, man. There's a beautiful picture of Zach, and he has a sign that says "Wear red for Zach," and I'm sure they posted this on their page and all that good stuff. I'm gonna share this to the Facebook page so everybody can check this out.
For sure, man. Love the positivity, man. And while we're talking about positivity, we're at the halfway point of the podcast where we like to talk about things we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we can often be consumed by fears, overwork, undersleep, all kinds of crazy things. And we often overlook all the great things going on around us. So me and Tim like to talk about one thing we're grateful for each. We encourage you to do it as well. Guarantee it's like audio meditation. Make your day feel be so much better. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for my siblings. As we get older, you know, we become wiser. And I know when I was younger, my siblings and I, you know, we didn't get along too well. We were always competing with each other. But now that we're a little bit older, we're more like brother and sisters are supposed to be. They're like best friends that live in different states that I know I can always call and count on. And I'm real grateful for having siblings. For sure, you know, especially now in my older age, and I'm not really in the mood to fight anybody anymore. So it's definitely nice to have somebody to talk to when you need to, or they just call on you to check up on you. So yeah, man, that's what I'm grateful for today. Shout out to John, AJ, and Tammy, tú sabes, the brothers and the sister.
Absolutely. I will say, if you're one of those people that doesn't have anyone to talk to, you can talk to the Positive Truth. Hit us up on the Gmail. Hit us up on the Facebook Messenger, and we'll reply and talk to you. We're here for you if you don't have anyone that's there for you. I'm grateful for books. Whenever I first got a Snapchat, I did this thing where I would post book reviews, like once every like week or two, because you know I don't read that much. I just read like 2 books a month.
Right.
And a bunch of people didn't like it.
Not that much.
I mean, if you think about it, it really isn't that much. It's just like a chapter or two a day. But some people didn't like it. But the thing is, it's just there's so many overwhelming good books that I'm just never going to have a chance to read. And there's just so many great books, man.
I hear that.
If this wasn't a positive news podcast, I would just like go into book reviews here. But you know, we got to stay in our lane.
Well said.
And staying in our lane is positive news stories. And I have one that I just think is absolutely awesome, because we all love firefighters. Firefighters are heroes. We don't even talk about firefighters or police officers or just like EMTs, nurses, doctors that often on here, because we take it for granted. That's another thing we should be grateful for, is just these great people that sacrifice their lives, put themselves at risk to keep us all safe. And there's this small town called Pyramid Hill in Australia. And it only had about 500 people in it. But in the past 10 years, it's had a massive boost, because there's more Filipinos in there than like ever before. And so there's not enough firefighters. So the Filipinos have been like, well, what can we do to help? And they've been volunteering for free to be volunteer firefighters whenever the town needs help. They don't even want to get paid for it. They're like, well, this city took us in, so it's our way to give back.
That's so cool.
So there's 4 volunteer firefighters. I'm going to say first names because I can't say the last names. There's Jasper, Renente, Junie, and Richard. And they're just helping out. And there's just like, they're trying to convince other people to start doing it. They're all like over 35 too. Like, they don't care. They're just like, hey, we gotta do what we can to keep this community together. And there's 7 of them. They're trying to get more. They've just been helping out the fire department, They've also been doing community events, bringing the community together. I think it's absolutely awesome. It's like, it's just everything we stand for here at The Positive Truth. It's kind of uplifting news you never hear about, but we should hear about.
Absolutely, man. I hope to... Man, are you posting that article to the Facebook page?
You know it, Tim.
Please do. That's another one I would like to check out.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, my last one of the day is about a custodian, actually. There's a cool video I'm going to share to the Facebook page. Make sure you check it out. I'm sure we have already shared it. But a custodian at Moody Elementary in Alabama, he found himself in tears when he realized an accident was actually a surprise party. So they told him, hey, a kid threw up in the cafeteria. Can you please come down here? He walks into the cafeteria, and there's every student in the school sitting down yelling surprise on National Custodian Day, Custodial Workers Day, I'm sorry. And his name is Mr. Eugene, and basically he was in awe. There's a cool video I'm going to share to the Facebook page so you can see his reaction if you guys want to see the awe I'm talking about, but it's amazing. They basically wanted to show some appreciation to him, and they decided to throw him an assembly. It's something super beautiful, something that he's obviously going to remember for the rest of his life. These kids are going to remember for the rest of theirs, just to see their reaction on this grown man's face whenever this happened. It's dope, JP. I know you watched this video. What did you think of it?
Tim is underselling it. This video is like 10 times more awesome than he's saying. You have to check this video out if you want to put a smile on your face. Like, it's that cool. They call him Mr. Eugene. It's like 1,000 kids walking up to a custodian and telling them, like, hey, you're appreciated. You make my day better. I enjoy coming to school and seeing you smile, Mr. Eugene. Can you imagine?
Exactly.
Can you imagine 1,000, like, can you imagine your coworkers coming up to me being sincere and being like, no, man, I really appreciate you being here. If that happens once, just one person says that to you, your whole day's made. Imagine 1,000 people doing that.
I agree, man. I agree. I undersold that story, and I knew I would, but I'm glad you saved me there.
I didn't save you. It's just like it's. I mean, I undersold it too. It's hard to put into words how awesome this video is.
Agreed.
Again, it's everything The Positive Truth stands for. I have a question for you, Tim. Do you know who Ryan Murphy is?
No, I do not.
Well, apparently, he's the man behind such series as American Horror Story and Pose and Glee.
Ah, okay, okay.
I don't watch TV. I just said I was grateful for books, so this shouldn't be a surprise. But he gave a gift to a children's hospital in L.A. because his 2-year-old son had an often fatal pediatric cancer. And because... again, the doctors are so awesome. He's donating $10 million to the hospital. They saved his son. And yeah, I just think it's awesome, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think it's always great whenever people donate money to hospitals. You know they need it.
Yes. Say that again, Tim.
I'm just saying, like, I just noticed, like, you know, there's always people that, like, especially philanthropists, they're always giving back and stuff, but I don't really see too many people giving back to hospitals. But I do like it that, you know, I love when we do positive news stories about other people opening up hospitals in different countries. Man, if you guys know anybody that's opening up a hospital in a different country or heard of, like, an organization that does that, like, let us know. I would love to talk about that on The Positive Truth.
Yes, sir. We realize we have about 2,000 listeners a week, so that's 2,000 people that want to hear about these awesome positive news stories. We can spread that awareness to more people. It may hopefully inspire others.
And I'm sitting here thinking my voice is annoying.
Tim, your voice is like angels from heaven. I laughed before I said that. I just let you know.
I'll take that. It's all good. It's all good.
Like Tim said on an interview a few weeks back, I am the king of corny jokes.
I'll take it, though, man. I love your corny jokes.
And I love you, too, Tim. That's why we're here spreading the positivity. Tim, do you have the only other Flash quote available?
No, but I do have a Franklin Richards quote of the Fantastic Four. The door is more than it appears. It separates who you are from who you can be. You do not have to walk through it. You can run That's all I got.
Franklin Richards? So is that the stretchy dude?
Man, I don't even know who this is. I'm assuming it is. I don't know who Franklin is.
That's definitely getting Googled as we speak.
Yeah, we must do that. I'm messing up these comic book quotes this month, man.
I mean, I like that you're picking a theme, though. Oh, Franklin Benjamin Richards is a fictional character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics, usually depicted as a supporting character for the Fantastic Four. Generally portrayed as a child and a budding superhero, albeit inexperienced. There you go.
So in other words, I chose a nobody comic?
Nah, man. Everyone contributes. That's what we're all about here at The Positive Truth.
Ah, I see how you saved me again, JP.
And hopefully we save the world from some negativity, but spread some positivity out here. We'll be back on Monday with a few of our favorite positive news stories of the past month. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.